instead of and try and see if that works better.
Yes, can you actually share it with me now, and then I'll just and don't close it, just like have it open the whole time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just got to make sure that I'm pausing the movie, so give me a sec.
Okay.
You want me to share the like every tab or just put it all in one window, or how should
I do it? Yeah, one window.
All right, let me, because there's a couple of stories, so let me get the other one.
Oh, there's people here.
First. Do people hear this?
Oh, yeah, they hear it.
This is what's going on, bud. This is how the fucking cheese gets made, guys.
Holy shit.
Right here.
Which cheese?
So... this has nothing to do with anything except for I will share this with you. Printer technology, Cecil, has not changed in 30. I printed something at 8:30 this morning, and it said my printer for work was offline. And I'm not kidding. If you just heard that go, it's 9 p.m. and my printer just printed.
No shit.
12 hours later, my printer woke up and was like, wait a minute. I got this. 12 hours later. 12 hours. It's like, all right, I gotcha. It startled me. Amazing.
Okay, and if I share the application window, does it automatically share the sound? No?
I don't know what sound I heard. I think that was the printer.
Yeah, I think that's why I had to bring it up, because I wouldn't just print something, but this fucking random document from 8:30 this morning...
Tell me if this is going to share the sound or not.
Happy Cyberpunk 2077. I'm going to hit add to stream, and we will see. Go ahead. You can play.
Hit play?
Yeah. I hear nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, I don't hear it.
All right.
Might have to add it a different way.
That's not great.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys. Ian... See, we were supposed to talk about this before we started the stream, but Ian didn't do it ahead of time, but so it's his fault.
God damn it, Ian!
I was working on making money for everybody.
So, well, make this and money.
Look, okay, sorry.
We realize that the G-string you wear on stream is necessary, but it shouldn't take you 20 minutes to fluff yourself to get in it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
If you're not going to turn your camera on, that's just
20 minutes of playing Dance Dance Revolution.
I'm not a cam boy.
20 straight minutes.
Don't play Dance Dance Revolution.
Not unless you join his OnlyFans.
Then it's
fucking G-string Dance Dance Revolution for Ian the whole time.
Double D R.
All right, I'm gonna put them in their own thing and see what happens. I'll be fucking with this for a while, because
Cecil, you making a special meal for Christmas? Have you figured it out? Have you got some
plan? I think so. Yeah, I'm probably just gonna make we're thinking surf and turf.
Nice.
See if I can find some cheap surf somewhere.
You know, the PETA people took all the live lobsters out of the Jewel and Mariano's. Like, they actually came. I talked to the guy at Mariano's. I was gonna buy live lobsters maybe 6 months ago or so, and the guy's like, "Yeah, the PETA people came and took our fucking lobsters."
They just took them.
They just took them. That's what I said. I said, they just showed up and took your lobsters? I said, yeah, they had a whole, like, demonstration, and they, like, freed the crustaceans or fucking whatever.
Wow.
So now they don't have them, so I have to go to the Asian market. There's a very, very sketchy Asian market that has, like, all the live animals you can buy in Naperville.
That sounds exciting.
Have you been to one of those, Cecil, where it's essentially a zoo you can order from? Like a takeout menu? Have you been to one of these things?
No.
They're baller. You can get tilapia. They're just swimming around. Just tilapia are just swimming around. You can get a net. And there's not even anybody to, like, say, I would like a tilapia, please. You go over there, and I'm not kidding either, and you grab a fucking net and a bucket with a bag in it, and you catch the fucking fish that you want, and you put that live fucker right in the bag in the bucket, and that's like, that's your dinner.
I kind of like it. It's you walk up, you're like
fresh.
You're like Mr. Burns. I'll take that spirited fellow over
it's
there.
Exactly,
that's
what
perfect.
It is.
That's perfect. You feel connected to your food in a way, you know. I think you should have to catch the lobster with your hands, and it should not have its claws.
Not have its like
its
the
pincher,
rubber bands.
It should not be rubber banded. Oh. You should have to just reach in there and fight that thing, and then you really want it. You really want lobster? Here you go.
I want to see 4 ounce gloves on the lobster and 4 ounce gloves on you. You know, like
I just
getting in there.
I want to get one of those things that you pick up trash on the side of the road with and just grab it with one of those grabbers. Get it with a grabber hand. Just get it with a grabber hand. I cheated. I don't even care. I'll fight it with my pincher. My pincher fights it pincher. I win every time.
Do you want to just test the audio real quick, just while we're
sure? You want me to just play part of that? Which one is it, Dave?
The Dave, yeah.
Bill Barr. Remember when I told you when I
there Perfect. We go.
Got it.
Okay.
Speaking of audio, who hasn't watched Cecil's egg cookery video on Season Liberally? Go watch it.
That was so enthusiastic.
I watched it this morning. It's awesome.
Cook this.
Oh, it's good.
Okay.
He's actually really self-conscious about putting that one out there.
It's good.
I was very self-conscious because it's really very simple, but I have been getting messages from people that say I really want a very simple one. And so I made a very simple one, and then it gets more complex as the thing gets continues. So, but it was interesting to put together.
It's something you got to learn how to make.
Yeah.
It's something you can
I got messages from people that said I never really made scrambled eggs. I've always kind of just thrown them in a pan. Thank you for showing me how to do it. So,
yeah. Bad scrambled eggs are just like yellow rubber things.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Just
there's a technique I want to do, an advanced one for the other portion of the channel. And there's a technique that I learned recently that uses smoke point olive oil. What the fuck is that?
What is that? Bill Barr the centaur?
What is
getting out of bed with?
What is happening?
Is that Trump with weird brown lady hair?
You told me to make thumbnails.
That's
not a thumbnail. That's
what
more extensive
that?
Than a thumbnail.
Wow.
People clicked on it. Who clicked on this?
You.
It's not a TOS violation. Shut up.
Yeah. Oh, man. So Ian's mad now. Ian's upset.
The inside of Ian's head is dark. I'm just saying, the inside of Ian's head, it's a dark
space.
That
is a place nobody wants to be.
Thing.
Not even Ian or Gary. But anyway, there's this technique. We'll stop talking about food, but there's this great technique that I learned where you get smoke point olive oil, and then you add your eggs to that. And so it gets this really, it's really creamy, and the eggs themselves cook really quickly, but they don't get that sort of really rubbery texture you get from the pan normally, and that they're actually really delicious. And so I'm probably going to show that technique on the advanced section.
Have you seen them
eventually.
Do the thing with the chopsticks?
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah,
that looks crazy. It looks so hard. I would make the fucking biggest mess.
Where they make like a beautiful little rose or whatever.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, awesome. No problem. And they look so casual. Like people that can do that shit are amazing because they're like, oh, just gonna effortlessly take those chopsticks and be like, boo, and then just like, I made a beautiful rose garden, not eggs, and it's
I can barely lift a food with them. I am barely lift a food.
I can spear something and that's it. Like if I had an apple, I could spear an apple with a chopstick. That's it.
You're making a tab. Everything's a taffy apple. If I have chopsticks, everything's a taffy apple.
Why'd you give me a stick? Why would you give me a stick? Yeah. I'm an American. I use a small metal spear for everything. Yeah. I need a trident or it's nothing.
Hey, somebody's making fun of you, Ian. The live stream's starting soon down there at the bottom. Someone's making fun of you in the chat. I just want you to know. You could even highlight their comment. Then it would be like the scrolling thing across the bottom. That it would still be live.
oh
man.
God.
So we've got a couple of stories tonight. I also have to share this one, Ian, but I just have to share the image. I don't know if I can share multiple. Oh, I messed up. Hold on, let me share this other one because we're going to start with this other one. And it doesn't need a sound. So let me share this one. We're going to start with this because it's just... Oh, did it freeze on me again? Tom, are you there?
I'm there. Okay. Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay, there we go. It's slowing down. It's going to make me mad again. I'm going to get upset at
Cecil,
this again.
Cecil, don't rush
every
this.
Single time it happens.
Just big, deep
okay,
breaths in.
Yeah. Ian, it should just work. It should just work every time.
It should.
It should.
This
costs
says
more
Ian
money a month.
Better.
It costs more money a month
better.
Than it costs for me to fill up my tank with gas. Ridiculous. I can go 260 miles on a tank again. More than that. I can go 360 miles on a tank of gas the fuck is this thing going to do for me? It's not going to do that for me. I'm not going to rant. I'm not doing it. I'm not. You're tuning me up by not putting it in the show, Ian. You're tuning me up. You're doing this. It's your fault.
This is on you, Ian.
Yes, it's on you.
Oh, God. That's amazing.
Is it still not? It's still not in the show.
What are you trying to show?
To show the recipe for seduction. I'm trying to show that. But it's not coming through.
It's almost there.
It's not there.
It's okay. Just Ian, we need an extended drum roll sound. That's what we need.
I wonder if Ian kicked me off last week just to get me mad. He's the one who got me.
Ian probably fucking stalls this just to piss you off.
He probably does. He probably does. There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Whew.
Okay.
Took a hot minute, bud.
So the story is outstanding. It's somehow Mario Lopez will play Colonel Sanders in KFC Lifetime original movie, A Recipe for Seduction. And the images in this, I've got to kind of play this. You're not going to hear it, but I've got to kind of play it a little bit so you could see Mario Lopez. I'm going to pause it on my...
I looked... Okay. About this.
Hold on. I gotta figure out a way to make it big. Hold on a second. There we go. And we're just going to pause when he's on screen.
This is real, guys. This is real.
I can't Mario. I don't know. Is he trying to be like Shang Tsung?
It's like so fucking terrible. Yeah. This is the
why though?
I am gonna watch the shit
why
out of this
though,
movie.
Why though, Tom? Why is this a thing?
Whoever pitched this fucking movie? All right, we need a no. You know what? No one's ever told. Is the fucking Colonel Sanders love story. I'll tell you what. We talked to his fucking mistress, and he is finger-licking good. That's just... should play Colonel Sanders? Who, Cecil? I know. Mario Lopez, the kid from Saved by the Bell, who inexplicably never ages. What the fuck? This is so great.
And they literally spray his hair with the shit you buy at that one store that goes out of business the second after Halloween.
Yes.
They sprayed his hair with that shit. And they bought the fucking mustache and the thing. That's literally from the shit store that goes out of business a minute after Halloween is over.
Yeah, Spirit. Like, this is his little chin thing. I don't even know what you would call that chin schmutz that he's got going on.
That looks like... What's the name of that? People will know, because there's names for all kinds of beards.
It looks
like a name for that.
Dirty cotton ball somebody glued to his chin. That's what we're going to call it, the dirty cotton ball. This is so great. This is so great. I love the idea, too, that Colonel Sanders... It's almost like somebody who's sitting around like, you know, nobody ever talks about the... insane sexual prowess and fucking energy and charisma that Colonel Sanders exudes all the time. What? Yeah, I mean, like, you guys get it, right? You're dinner trying to order a bucket of chicken. You're like, I'm going to fuck that chicken.
Is it the Colonel Sanders chicken sandwich? The sandwich with bacon in it with two pieces of chicken? Isn't it the Heart Attack sandwich? Isn't that what they serve there?
This fucking love story
soulless
should just be like
patch.
Soulless patch. It should be like one man's love affair with his gastric bypass. That's what this should be.
I'm looking for the whole series. I want Ronald McDonald and his Antifa days. That's what I want. I want Burger King when he was a disgraced senator. I think this would there's money to be made.
I actually think it would be amazing if they just told the fucking untold love stories of all the mascots. I want to know, like, what's Goofy into? What is Goofy into? Or just all the food mascots?
The problem is that Wendy is a little girl, and you're weirding me out.
I forgot about Wendy. Everybody forgets about Wendy's. Nobody would go to a Wendy's.
Oh gosh, this is
a real thing. How many times I'm going to watch this movie? Obviously, you're going to watch this movie day
sure,
that it comes
absolutely,
out.
Yeah.
This is the thing I've been looking forward to all year.
Yeah.
This is it.
It's so fucking stupid. Why the fuck would you put this in? Here's what we got to do. We got to reach out to the GAM guys, and we got to say, guys, let's all of us sit down and watch Colonel Sanders' movie. Is it on Lifetime or whatever? There's got to be some sort of religious angle.
It says the film debuts Sunday at noon on Lifetime. Is Lifetime a Jesus channel?
Maybe not. I'm thinking of that Hallmark Network. I'm thinking of the Hallmark Network, Tom.
Okay.
Where everything is a Christmas movie. Every movie is a Christmas movie. We'll reach out to the GAM guys. I think that'll be the way to go, and then we could see if they'll let us in on the destruction of this movie.
I hope this movie takes like a weird Skinamax like turn in the middle of it where it gets like real body, like pouring gravy on themselves, like in front of a fireplace or something.
No, because then we got to wait for Heath. Because Heath's got to pause it a lot. And I don't know if I want
to
do
that. You don't
have
to wait long, though.
It's true. It's you very know? Short. It's over like that.
It's
over
boom,
like that. Yeah.
Done.
You don't even know.
This is great. This is, we're start 2020. We fucking, you've binged everything else. So Lifetime's like, you'll binge this. Fuck you. You know you'll watch
it. At this point, they literally have one of those things where, you know how when you look on Facebook and here's the day of that you're born, and there's 31 answers, and then the month that you're born, and there's 12, and then the year that you're born, and there's that's what they did for this. They went through and they just said, okay, it is a love movie about Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, pick the last fast food you ate.
Last fast food you ate, and
a recipe for seduction.
Amazing.
It's so great.
It's amazing.
It's so great. It's like,
I love it so much.
You know 10 of my secret herbs and spices. But only when you come back to my place will you know the 11th.
How ridiculous, dude.
I can't wait to see this movie. People are saying it's only 15 minutes long, though. Is it really? Is it only a 15-minute?
It's like an infomercial. It's like a Ross Perot infomercial.
Why would they even call that a movie? That's not a movie.
It's just a long commercial.
Holy shit. The film's poster says, we all have our secrets. His just happens to be a recipe for seduction.
I love it so much.
It's roofies. It's chicken full of roofies. That's all that it is.
Is that what the 11 herbs and spices are?
Okay, you can have some G, some H, some B.
Oh, gosh. Unbelievable.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll be a short so game good. Then. It'll only be an hour and a half long, so.
Yeah, you take whatever the movie length is and multiply it by four. And
yeah, multiply it by four, so. Yeah, it'll still be an hour long episode of GAM.
Oh, God. What's up, baby? You're looking extra crispy. What?
I've been recording GAM episodes that still haven't stopped. We're still recording.
Just leave it on.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
All right. Okay. Let me share this other one because this is what the stream is all about, guys. Apple.
Drum roll, Ian.
Chrome tab. Share audio.
People are asking if it's Thursday. Yeah, it's Thursday. Obviously.
It is Thursday. What, you didn't know it's Thursday? It's
just
2020.
Keep
we
up,
just
guys.
Skip days
keep
now.
Up. Do days matter?
We just give up?
Yeah.
We just skip up?
All of a sudden, your days matter what day it is.
Yeah. What the Here's the thing, buddy. You're not busy tonight either. Okay, so.
Were you going somewhere? Did you have a fucking airplane ticket to the big...
Oh, look at me. I was just going to sit at home and cry and drink white wine tonight, too. So
I don't want to use up all my Thursday tears on Wednesday.
Motherfucking thing saying, wait, are you... I'm going to motherfucker you. I'm going to wait.
Oh, my God. I fucking love streaming
now. I'm mad.
So much.
Now I'm
That's
mad.
It. That's it. Let's just...
We just changed cards.
Ha 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 ha! It's just me, motherfuckers. He's gonna be so mad. He's gonna lose his fucking fool mind. He's gonna be apoplectic. This is gonna be great. This is such a good system. Oh, just get zen, buddy. Get zen. Get zen. Look at that. Look at that, Cecil.
Fuck this thing in the ass. Every fucking week with this goddamn thing. I didn't even do anything. Fuck you. Fuck this thing. Ian, I want you to call them tomorrow. And I want you to ask them. I want you to call them. I don't want an email, because every time you send an email, they say, well, have you plugged your computer in? Is it plugged in? So what I want you to do is I want you to get on the phone with them. And I want you to say, I want you to keep calling until they pick up. And then what I want you to do is I want you to say, I need my money back for this month. And I want next month's money back too. They're going to pay us in advance for next month. That's what I want from them. Make it happen, Ian.
Oh, my God.
God, I'm so mad right
now. Ian's got to get all fucking Karen up on StreamYard.
He's not going to do it.
He's not going to do shit. I wouldn't either.
Do it. He's not going to do it. He doesn't do anything anyway. What does he do?
It clearly isn't managing the stream properly because it keeps breaking. Right? Oh, look, it's shared. It finally shared. This system is so great.
It's like your printer.
It's like my printer.
It's like your printer. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Oh, it's so great.
All right, guys. So this is here's the thing about this. And we've got to talk about this because I think this is really important. This is not from tonight. This is not from recent. This is from, when is the actual day? Let me look at it real quick. So this is actually from the original that he sent out was from, was it from November 6th?
Yeah, I think.
So it was from November 6th. So a while ago. So this is not today or recent. This is where we get a chance to see prophecy in action, Tom. And there really is no force on the earth that can compare and contend with Dave Dobenmeyer's prophecy in action.
Oh, my God. To be a All prophet right, in an age of fucking recordings, my friend.
I know. At least before people wouldn't remember. They'd say, oh, I don't know.
I didn't say that. Yeah. No, I mean, you can't prove it. It's not like you have some kind of magic box that shows me saying it back from, oh, fuck.
I mean, it doesn't matter, though, because Trump does it all the time where he'll just say, I never said that. And they'll play the tape back to him and they'll say, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. It's fake news. I didn't say it. All right, here we go. So this is Dave. This is Coach Dave. If you can't hear it, let me know.
Bill Barr. Remember when I told you we were there, we weren't there for what we thought we were there for.
Wait, what?
We were there. We weren't there for what we thought we were there for. I don't know what's not clear about that. They were there. They weren't there. They were there for something they didn't think they were there for. They thought they were there for a reason they weren't there for, but then they were there for a different reason than they were there for. Obviously.
He's doing a one-man version.
How could you be more clear?
He's doing a one-man version of Who's on First by himself here. What I do like is that Dave recognizes that stadiums should follow social distancing, so he's filming a stadium that follows social distancing. So I do like that. I do like that.
Oh, that's good.
We were there for a supernatural. Hey, Kyle, right wing.
Wait, hold on a second. We were there for a supernatural. Hey, Kyle, from Right Wing Watch. I don't know that that makes sense. Let me just play it one more time.
We were there for a supernatural. Hey, Kyle, Right Wing Watch, and all you guys out there, you trolls, listen, blast this all over. You tell them what Coach Dave said, because
this is almost like, remember when Lindsey Graham said you could keep the tape?
Yeah.
this is Right Wing Watch keeping that tape.
I love these guys that are mad at Right Wing Watch for being like, well, here's something you said. Yeah, maybe don't say stupid shit, asshole. That's all Right Wing does. All Right Wing Watch does is put fucking video of you up. That's it.
Exactly.
Just don't do anything incredibly stupid, and they have nothing to report.
When you amen it, when the devil amens it, I know we're on top of something, right? So we went to high places, didn't we? We went to Biden's place. We went to Obama's place. Because why? Going up to the high places and tear the devil's kingdom down. We went to those high places. And when we went to those high places, then we ended up at Bill Barr's place, which is also should be a high place on our side. And we encourage Bill Barr.
Does this make any sense at all, Tom?
Okay. I think I got it, Cecil. Hold on. The devil has high places.
Okay.
And that's Biden and Obama. So they went to those places and did, I'm guessing, fucking nothing at all. Because.
Sure. Yeah.
But then they said they tore them down. So you go to the high places of the devil, and then you make the devil trip over. Or like you, I guess one of you like does that crouch behind the devil, and the other guy shoves him.
Yeah,
that's
you know. So follow me here. They went to the high places, which means they don't like the high places, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, that means they have friends in low places, right? Which is a terrible song. And you're wrong if you like it. I'm just saying.
Bar. And we strengthened him. Remember I said to you, we don't know. We don't know what that guy's facing. We have no idea the decisions that are ahead of him. And we went and we gave him a little bit of spine and a little bit of courage. Hang on here, Mike. I'm trying to find.
Yeah, they gave Bill Barr a little bit of spine. You don't need to do that. He's got all the corruption in him already. Yeah, it's just going to ooze out like Rudy Giuliani's sweat and snot.
Wait, yeah. I love that what they mean by giving Bill Barr spine is we gave him enough spine to be a hopeless sycophant to the administration.
Exactly.
That's what we did. We gave him enough spine to not stand up to the forces in power at all, despite being the attorney general, who is not actually supposed to be a law wing of the executive branch. Anyway, we gave him plenty of spine to suck the fucking dick of the Trump administration.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding, right? There's literally Trump, when he first came into office, everybody was saying he's treating the attorney general as if, and this was back when Sessions was the attorney general, he's treating the attorney general as if it's his personal lawyer.
Right.
And Jeff Sessions, the litigious Keebler elf, was not enough of a sycophant for him.
I know.
He had to go out of his way to find somebody more sycophantic, if that's a word.
Yeah.
And that would actually do the things that they were accusing him of.
Yeah, to get this fucking walking pile of spoiled mashed potatoes that is Bill Barr. That's
Everything on him looks like it's frowning. His whole, the whole body, it just all looks so sad. He looks like a sad grimace, like a sad, sad grimace. That's what he looks like to me.
He looks like somebody, poured him out of a mold and it's too hot and it's all just kind of oozing down just very slowly. It's a
God. Yeah. All right.
Find it. Right there, I think it is. Click on that thing. There it is. The Department of Justice, Washington, D.C. What's it say? Scroll down a little bit, Mike. First time. DOJ approves of use of armed agents to investigate voter fraud claims.
Well, a good thing is that they had the guns to figure this.
You got to. You can't get answers in America if people aren't armed.
I think that's obviously how
you get good answers.
You know what you have to do is you have to take the poll book into the back room and threaten it with your sidearm in order to get all the secrets out. You got to squeeze everything out of it. You know what you do is you take it to District 2 here in Chicago and you attach electrodes to the poll book's genitals and then you shock it and then it'll eventually confess to something it didn't do. That's what they should have done. But Burge is in prison or dead. I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
what a shame.
Doesn't
that
matter.
Is.
He either
definitely
way,
should have been investigating
matter.
Voter fraud.
Yeah.
Randy, I'm telling you, we're over the target, brother. We're over the target.
Are you really?
Laugh,
Dave?
If you want to.
I'm gonna
this
laugh.
This is. I've been saying this over and over and over and over. This will be our finest hour.
You know what, though? He's not wrong. It's not going to get better for him.
He's not wrong. He said this. The thing is, Tom, he said this before Four Seasons Total Landscape. He had no idea. He had no idea what was coming.
The thing is, too, also, November 6th looked a lot better than December now.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
That was it was your finest hour. It wasn't good. Don't get me wrong. The rest of us would be ashamed of your final hour. The rest of us would fucking bury our head in abject horror at your finest hour.
But yeah. I thought you said final hour. I was like, man, I'll cheer for that. Gosh, I just want to hear his death rattle eventually. Just want to hear him slowly exhale and never inhale again. That's what I want to hear. From natural causes. Natural COVID-related causes. That's what I'm looking for.
You know, I have held out hope since we started this show because, you know, Cecil, you and I are still relatively young men. We're in the middle of our lives. And a lot of these guys that we talk about are significantly older than we are. And I've been holding out hope that, you know, gosh, if we do this show long enough, one day we're going to do this show and some of these fucking mean-spirited, shitty old people are going to fucking die.
Yeah, one day Pat Robertson will die.
But that's the example I was going to bring up. He's proving us wrong. He's 146 years old or some shit.
Be awesome if he gives a eulogy at one of our funerals.
Okay, if I die before Pat Robertson, Cecil,
yeah,
make that happen for me.
I kind of want to have that happen. Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
I will figure it out.
Blood packed right now.
I will figure it out. I'll have Ian kidnap him. It'll be easy.
You know, there's a squad in Michigan. They're really great at that kind of thing. I hear they're free.
We're kidding. He's not going to really kidnap him. He's just going to abduct him at gunpoint.
That's what we mean.
It's different.
Put him in the trunk, and then that's not.
Yeah.
It can't be illegal.
Doesn't matter, Ian. He's not a real important person. We can't say that about, you know, like Neil Gorsuch or anything like that. But we can say it about Pat Robertson because nobody cares about Pat Robertson.
Also, Pat Robertson has probably been dead for years.
And Pat Robertson's legs, he can bench press like a truck with his legs or whatever.
You remember that?
So what we could do is, Tom, we could pull the floorboards out and he could Flintstone car us everywhere. He's just running. And he's stopping here. God. What an idiot.
Oh, my God.
God. There's going to be some joy-filled days, though, when some of these guys kick it. And you know, the thing is the feeling's mutual. If they even know who we are, the feeling's mutual for us, too.
I'm sure.
Good thing is that we'll probably outlive them. So that's good. Yeah, that's good.
There is going to be a day, Cecil, where we wake up and you read the newspaper and it says something about Lindsey Graham's funeral.
Oh.
Just know that in your heart. Just know that these motherfuckers are not eternal. Someday, Mitch McConnell will be dead.
Don't you feel like 2020 owes us one of those?
I honestly believe that. Yes.
Because I feel like Herman Cain is ordering off menu. It's not right. You know, I didn't care about Herman Cain. Nobody cared about Herman Cain.
He's not even a moose boosh.
He's not. It's not even somebody free you get with dinner, right?
Right.
It's just a free thing you get with dinner. Yeah, we had a little extra salmon and we threw a little cream cheese in there. Threw it in a little Thule. Here you go. Enjoy it. Whatever. Get
Herman
the fuck
Cain
out of my
is
restaurant.
Like that jar of like weird soft hard mints like at the fucking Chinese food place. You're like, nobody wants those. They got E. coli on them.
With a really suspicious spoon that you're not sure someone might have put it in their mouth. They might not have. They might
mouth
not have
the
put
best
it in their
place,
hand.
That spoon.
I guess that's fair.
Best
I guess
place.
That's fair. Best place. Best case scenario for that spoon is the mouth. Yeah, you know what it is? It's Rudy Giuliani was in there before you, and he was picking his nose with the spoon.
Oh,
that's
for fuck's sake.
And then he's wiping it into his weird handkerchief, and then he's wiping that on his wife. Yeah.
So, Cecil, speaking of those weird spoon things and mints, have you ever been to an Indian restaurant, like eaten in an Indian restaurant?
A couple times, sure.
Some of them have, on the way out, they've got like a little spoon, a little jar. And it has these little multicolored candy-ish looking things along with some like seed stuff. And I was walking out one day and I saw this guy. He's an Indian guy. He was walking out of this Indian restaurant. And he reaches over, he grabs a spoon. He puts a spoonful of this stuff in his hands and tosses it back. And I was like, I'm going to give it a shot.
Sure.
Give it a go. I'm walking out and I take a spoonful of this stuff and I put it in my hand. I'm walking out the door. I pop that shit back. Let me tell you what it was. And I'm not fucking kidding. It's fennel seeds and licorice. Dry fennel seeds and licorice.
I would rather dig my hand in an ashtray and put whatever I find in there in my mouth.
I'm walking out of this restaurant, clawing at my tongue, but it's dry. It's fucking stuck to your mouth. You can't. It is the worst. And this other guy is walking like nothing terrible just happened to his fucking face.
He's just pulling black licorice out of his mouth. He's like a fucking magic trick. It's just continually coming out.
Holy shit, is that stuff
super
foul.
Amazing.
Holy
super amazing.
Shit.
God. So, folks, here's the deal. And I know we're doing this on Wednesday. And for the rest of the year, we're going to be doing these on Wednesday. Because the way the calendar shakes out... Well, hold on a second. Hey, Ian, can you type if you're available every Wednesday?
Yeah, we didn't check with Ian about this. We just decided this.
Can you look at your calendar real quick and double check?
Because Christmas Eve is a Thursday. Yeah. New Year's
Eve
is a Thursday.
New Year's Eve is a Thursday. So, We'll wait, Ian. We're going to wait.
Oh, it's great.
I'm glad we figured this out ahead of time.
Sure-ish. I love it. This is the kind of work
ahead.
This is
the kind of seat-of-the-pants stuff.
Look at that.
That we Man. Like to do. So here's the deal. We're going to be doing a Wednesday stream from now until the end of the year, just because Christmas Eve, like Tom said, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, and 1 week isn't. And we had to move it this week too. So we're going to be moving them to Wednesday till the end of the year. And then we're probably going to switch back because we really do like our Thursday nights. It's kind of the sweet spot for both of our schedules. But Wednesday, we're going to be recording our regular show Wednesday, and then we'll be recording the streams between now and the end of the year on Wednesdays at normal time. So normal time, we would normally record them 9 central. We'll be doing our streams Wednesday nights just because we don't want it. You guys are going to be you're all going to be busy Christmas Eve. You're all going to be busy New Year's Eve. And if you're not, you should be. Just at least watch like It's a Wonderful Life or I don't know. What's another Christmas movie?
Die Hard.
White Christmas. White Christmas is great. White Christmas is actually a really great Christmas.
What one is
movie.
White
I like
Christmas?
That.
I don't know that one. What one is
it's
White
a
Christmas?
Musical. It's an old timey musical with Bing Crosby and some guy who can dance really well. And it's fun. It's funny.
Is it?
And it's kind of ancillary about Christmas. It's about they sing a lot of songs and then they dance a lot and they're like a show band. So it doesn't feel like most musicals I hate because it feels so contrived. This doesn't feel contrived because they're theater people. So you expect them to break into song once in a while. You know, if you've been around theater people, you know, theater people just break into song once in a while. And so it doesn't feel as contrived and it's adorable. It's super cute. So yeah, Danny, whatever the guy, Danny something. It's not Fred Astaire. It's Danny something. Danny
Bonaduce.
What's his name? No, not Danny. Danny Kay. Somebody said Danny Kay. That's it. Danny Kay. And there's a couple of ladies in it that have really nice voices and they all dance and sing and it's just fun. It's just a cute, fun movie. So but I like that one a lot. We watch it every year. There's like 5 or 6 that we watch every year. We watch it just like, you know, on the lead up to Christmas and we just watch like 5 or 6 of them every year because I think it's pretty awesome. All right.
Christmas
so next
story,
Wednesday.
Big
Christmas story
fan.
For sure. That's on loop.
Christmas Vacation. I love Christmas Vacation.
I kind of watch that one out of the corner of my eye. I'll do stuff while it's on. I'm not crazy about it.
Well,
it's
the same
thing.
I do that for all Christmas movies. I don't sit and watch a Christmas movie. Yeah. Do you sit and watch them, like sit and like watch it? Or is it on while you're cooking and doing
stuff? No, for sure. The White Christmas, we'll just sit on the couch and just watch the movie. And the same thing with A Christmas Story. We'll watch it one time. They play it over and over and over again. But I can watch it one time straight through. Scrooge is good. I like Scrooged. I like a lot of those Christmas Carol type movies, though. It depends on which one. I'll watch any of them. I think they're all good. They're fun to watch. So Scrooged is fun, though.
I like them in the background. I've seen if I've seen a movie before, I don't usually like to rewatch it. I like if I've seen it before, I'll have it on in the background while I'm doing other stuff. Because then I enjoy like catching the bits that I like. But I lose patience with seeing it again if I've already seen it.
Yeah.
But that's what I like about Christmas stuff is they could just play in the background like, I love this part. And then you watch that part and then you get back to cooking and doing other stuff. So
Yeah. All right. So next Wednesday, guys, we're gonna be back and we'll be uh, it'll be It'll be fun. It's like middle of December then, and I'm sure we'll have fun stuff to talk about. But we still have more show to record, so we got to bounce. Thank everybody for joining us tonight, and we'll
thank
be
you
back
guys.
Next Wednesday. And Wednesday is between now and the end of the year, so put it on your calendar and tell all your friends. We'll see you guys.
Three
so long,
shows.
Everybody.
Take care, guys.
Bye. I would say Merry Christmas, but we still have two more shows between then.
Three. I know.
Three more shows, right?
Three two. More shows. Well, three more
today,
shows
today, including
the year.
Today, it's three.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Live stream ending soon. I like that, Ian. That's nice.
That's nice.
Why don't you just type in the bottom, type where they can find your stream? Because then they could just, there'd be a
you
nice transition.
See, so I'm
going
to type it in the chat so they can
yeah,
see.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Because that's a Twitch thing, right? Hold on,
it's
I'm
a Twitch
get
thing,
the...
right. It's Twitch and Facebook. He's on Facebook.
Oh, I know he's on Facebook. I have to
yeah,
look
he's
it
on Facebook.